Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's just something about our culture where we've gotten to that people gather information like squirrels gather nuts. I mean, they ain't planning on eating it. No. But it's like, you know, but look how many nuts I got. You know, I'm looking at their cheeks here, you know, and their trees filled.
Collectibles,
right. Little shiny things and stuff. And it's like, okay, I got to get 24-hour nut gathering cycle. I'm at the 24-hour news cycle because I got to be able to know everything. And it's like, I mean, you think about news. Think about the way that, you know, media, you know, secular media has decided to deliver news. Within first 5 minutes of watching world news, you are bombarded with one tragedy after another tragedy without any discussion, without any, what does this mean? Without any, you know, is there hope? And it's just like, okay, we go straight from, you know, earthquakes to disaster to car wrecks to accidents to political crisis to ISIS. And we'll be right back after these messages. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, what do you do with that? And the sad thing is what we determine in our culture is nothing. But look at those nuts we've gathered. I mean, look at that information we've gathered. Yeah. And then really our spirit, man, even though we convince ourselves, I just want to encourage you, you don't have to know everything. You know, that Pat and I found a long time ago, we don't know much at all, but we do know God, right?
Yeah, that's all we need.
We do know God and John too, right?
That's right.
The man with so many degrees. But knowing God is the greatest degree of all, isn't it?
That's right.
And it's not about knowing everything. Somebody has convinced us that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is we got to have access to it. So much so, I mean, everyone, even people who love the Lord would say, I don't know, just Google it. You know, I have access to all information, good or bad. People say you got to get a filter system because when you go to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're gonna get some good and you're gonna get some evil.
That's right.
And if you decide to go marketing with your websites, you're gonna have good, but you're gonna have evil marketed right beside you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what we do for knowledge, and it's so peaceful when you find out. Wait a minute, God's all knowing. I need to know God and abide with him, and he is going to allow and let me know what I need to know at the time I need to know it.
Right.
It's not about gathering a whole bunch of information. It's about knowing he who actually is the author of life himself and who sustains everything, who created everything and holds everything together and who loves us. And like a shepherd, he leads us as if we were sheep in the context of that because he wants to protect us from what's happening. Oh, I don't know. Make Jesus the Lord of your life, you know, and spend some time abiding with him. And I want to encourage you. Don't be a gatherer of a ton of knowledge. You know, have access to it. And what we try to do at VFN TV is to be able to, you know, talk about the events of what's going on and but have a conversation about it. You know, what does this mean? You know, it's better to know one thing well than everything badly. Because that will create fear in your life. And right now, the goal of the adversary is to crank up, to diminish your faith, which is your confidence and your surety, and to raise your fear. And it's coming a day and time when we got to get in the Word of God and say, you know what? You know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's actually what God's called us to.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't hang out with God, if we don't hide his Word in our hearts, and we don't take him literally and seriously, guess what? We're going to be terrified. We're going to be afraid, and we're going to be medicated, and we're going to be constantly seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and looking for the next remedy when God will never let us have a remedy outside of him. Mm-hmm. You know, just see people chasing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you, and you can do that here at VFN TV in the Daily Radio program. You can go to the VFN Torch, and we just talk about it, and you can get informed. You get a full perspective. We try to, okay, this is going on, but this is what God says about it, and it's like, okay, I have a biblical view of what's happening. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.